Okay. So, hi, I'm David Rosenthal, and I am the Chief Operating Officer of Love and Joy, also known as the Cool J, for Dolphin Heart World.
Isn't that the greatest title ever? Chief Operating Officer of Love and Joy, and he fills that role very well.
So, the woman speaking is Linda Shea, who is also my wife. Dolphin Heart World is our business together with the guidance of the dolphins. And thank you all for being here. Before we start, I want to first of all acknowledge Mary Gettin, who is really the driving force behind these monthly meditations. She was the one who really got things started and has kept things going. So thank you so much, Mary. Usually Mary hosts the call doing what I'm doing, but she's getting ready for a trip to Bimini, taking a bunch of people to go swim with the dolphins there. And so she asked me to host it, so I'm doing it. These meditations happen the first Friday of every month. This is the Global Water Healing Meditation, and this is an opportunity for all of us to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing and loving energies to the waters of the planet. This is something that the whales and the dolphins have been asking us humans to do, and in particular, Granny, the orca that Mary speaks with as an animal communicator, has specifically asked us to do this. So this is why we've come together as a group to energize our meditations. The idea is not that we do this once a month, it's that we gather once a month and it energizes all of us to keep doing this ideally every day throughout the month, even if just for a few minutes a day, to take 5 minutes a day and to focus on the health and the well-being and the healing of the waters of our planet, which are under enormous challenge and stress right now. And so this is each of us just doing our part to help heal the planet. We have a different facilitator every month, and in a moment I'll introduce our facilitator this month. Actually, next month, the facilitator will be me, but actually it will be Archie, who is a dolphin spirit that I channel. And so next month it will be a guest spirit leading the meditation. Thank you so much for being on the call today and participating in this really important work. Now, before I introduce Linda and we start, a few announcements. First of all, I want to thank Mary and Anne and myself. And the good news is that the Global Water Healing website has taken a major step forward. And it is now a genuine full-up website, and it includes a place where you can download the recordings of all the previous meditations. And this is really a treasure trove, because we've been doing these meditations for about a year now, and a number of different wonderful, wonderful spiritual leaders and people have taken turns leading them. A wonderful shaman, Mary's led some, Donna Kasowitz and her husband has led a beautiful, beautiful meditation, and her husband Jack actually took it back into the recording studio and made a very professional recording with some dolphin sound in the background and music, and that one's up there, and these are all just for free. So if you just feel like doing a meditation, I invite you to hop on the website and pick one, and you can either just play it through your computer or you can there's a link where you can download each one. Okay. Linda Shea, my beloved wife, is going to be leading us today. Linda is a dolphin ambassador, an evolutionary leap catalyst, and the pioneer of a new movement on Earth to create unity community among humanity. Linda facilitates healers, spiritual adventurers, and transformational leaders as they follow in her footsteps to receive, embody, and radiate high vibrational dolphin qualities of loving, living, and being. Linda's clients emerge as brand new beings on Earth, empowered to make a new wave in their tribe that uplifts, transforms, and inspires joyfully. Linda was formerly a banker, and she was initiated to this dolphin path in 1996 when one moment with one wild Hawaiian spinner dolphin out in the bays in Hawaii changed her life forever. That very night, people began experiencing spontaneous healings and transformations in Linda's presence. And what Linda discovered was that the dolphin had activated her to become a vehicle for the healing frequencies and consciousness of the dolphins. That was the beginning of a wondrous, interdimensional, interspecies spiritual adventure that continues to this day. Dolphins model a way of living and being in this world that we humans strive for lifetimes to attain. They live in a state of deep connection and unity community that we humans can barely begin to imagine. Dolphins are energy masters, and they are our spiritual elders. Linda's work with the dolphin consciousness is one part of their centuries-long project to heal the hearts of humanity, all of humanity. And I am Linda's husband and partner in this work. We've shared the extraordinary gift of the dolphin attunement journey with a global pod of over 600 clients from 19 countries, and a number of you are on the call today, so thank you. It's wonderful to be hearing from you again. Linda has trained and certified over 100 of these receivers as dolphin energy practitioners. Linda tells her story in her book, her autobiography, Dolphin Love, From Sea to Land, and Linda also contributed the opening chapter to the Amazon bestseller, Dolphins and Whales Forever. You can learn more about Linda and the dolphin gifts that she is sharing with humanity at our website, dolphinheartworld.com. And so, without further ado, I'd like to introduce my beloved wife, Linda.
Beautiful, David. Thank you so much. Who wrote that? That was very nice to listen to. Almost as if I wrote it myself.
With a little help.
We don't take ourselves terribly seriously here, but thank you. Thank you, David, and thank you, everybody, for being here. Let's open the call to see if anybody has any questions or comments before we begin.
Okay, yes, good idea. Okay, you're unmuted now. Does anyone have any questions or anything you want to say before we start our meditation today?
All right, we're ready.
Okay, so I'm going to mute you all again. If for some reason, like if the line goes dead or if you need to tell us something, you can always unmute yourself by pressing *6. Okay, here it goes.
Well, thank you, everybody. Just this is such an honor, a joy, and a privilege to be able to gather with all of you and to feel every single one of you, your heart, your light, your love and care for this planet and for the waters of the planet. It's thank you. So how I'm being guided to lead this experience today is beginning with all of us connecting very deeply with our own sacred hearts, and I'm going to lead us through that. But I want to give a little bit of information. In our work with the dolphins, led by the dolphin consciousness, several years ago when we were traveling and teaching our Dolphin Healing Hearts spiritual school, Archie, that David mentioned, our spirit guide, who is the spokes dolphin for the Cetacean Spiritual Council that guides us in this work, Archie encouraged us through everything that we did to always incorporate connecting with the sacred heart. And he said, humanity is just beginning to scratch the surface of the healing and transformational powers of our own sacred hearts. And he gave us a very, very beautiful, many, many beautiful processes and practices to bring energies into our hearts and have them simply transmute into light. That's the job of our sacred heart. our sacred heart, and the learning, the discovery is, our sacred heart has no judgment about any quality of energy. You know, we humans tend to feel energies are good or bad, light or dark. We have our human judgments and ideas about them. To our sacred heart, energy is just energy. There is no judgment. And our sacred heart's job is to receive all energy into it. And without any thinking or intending on our part, it simply transmutes any frequencies that are not love and light into love and light. So it's an alchemical process of healing and transformation. And that's what I would love to lead all of us through today on behalf of the waters of our planet. So I'm inviting us all to close our eyes. And let's receive 3 conscious deep breaths into our bodies. And let's breathe in love.
Are we recording?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Let's breathe in love on the in-breath. I'm not sure.
Let me check.
What? We're going to turn on the recording. We're not going to make sure it's
recording, yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. Let's do this again. We're closing our eyes, and all of us are receiving 3 full deep breaths. And on the in-breath, we're breathing in love. And we're breathing out joy. In with love. Out with joy. In with love. Out with joy. And feel your body already relaxing, your frequencies adjusting, and your whole being coming to a deeper state of peace and harmony. And we're all being invited to take our place in a beautiful circle of humans surrounding planet Earth. So allow yourself to be transported to the place above the Earth that is your spot for this experience. And imagine yourself extending your arms on either side of you, reaching to the people, to the humans on this call who are also with us, who are positioned at both of your sides, and feel as your hands connect, and feel the collective as all of our hands connect. And Mother Earth, in all her beauty, her grace, and her glory, is floating in the center of this circle, opening her heart wide to receive all of the love and all of the gifts that will flow through us today. She is grateful. And now we're bringing our awareness to our own heart, to our heart space in the center of our chest. And let's breathe into our heart space. Noticing the qualities of energy that are there right now in our heart. noticing if there's a color or colors that are present in our heart space right now. Noticing if there's a feeling quality. If you could reach into your heart space and touch it, what's the feeling quality, the texture of the energy in your heart space right now? Is the energy in your heart space transmitting a sound, a frequency? Just notice that and receive that. And is there a symbol that's being shown to you that is a representation of the beautiful energy and frequency that is your sacred heart? Allow a symbol to arise in your awareness. And now, the dolphins are inviting us to go even deeper into our heart space. With each in-breath, we're going to travel more deeply into this vast, expansive, truly endless, sacred space that resides inside all of us. You can imagine diving to the depths of the ocean. We're diving deeper and deeper and deeper still into our sacred heart. So that all that you are aware of right now, all that exists in this moment, is your consciousness inside your sacred heart. And what is present in this depth of your heart? I think for most of us, it's profound silence and stillness. And this is where our divinity resides. So let's allow ourselves to deeply relax into our own divinity. Allow our own divinity to radiate out, to expand from our deepest sacred heart. To enter into every cell and every space of our bodies. Extend beyond the boundary of our skin and to fill up our energy field. We extend our awareness even more to the rest of the humans gathered in this circle as all of our sacred hearts meet, join, connect and create one enormous, sacred human heart. Our entire circle is now contained within this sacred heart energy. Planet Earth and all of the waters of Earth are being bathed in these healing and transmuting frequencies of our collective sacred heart. Let's rest in the silence as we invite and welcome all of the frequencies contained in all of the water on Earth that are not of the highest and purest frequency. Our sacred heart is willingly and lovingly and joyously receiving those denser, darker frequencies into it. And effortlessly, instantaneously transmuting them into pure love and pure light. While we are engaged in this activity, the field that we've created is attracting many, many high spiritual presences who are contributing their love and their gifts of healing to this beautiful cause. Planet Earth is a jewel within this local universe. Many are acutely aware of the planetary need for healing at this time. So many are gathering with us to contribute. They thank us, they acknowledge us, they join with us. This healing circle expands. And right before our eyes, our beloved Mother Earth is becoming lighter and brighter. She's breathing a sigh of relief. At the heaviness that is being lifted away. She's able to breathe more freely and clearly. And she's able to radiate her light. Into every cell and every space of the body that is her, and into every life form that is a part of her body that she loves with her whole heart. the sorrow and the sadness of the state of the planet, that so many tender, caring humans are carrying in their hearts. That sorrow is being lifted away and replaced with hopefulness, a new vision, a sensation and knowing in every cell of our bodies that every little step we take individually and together brings our collective vision of a new earth, a radiant, dynamic, vibrant, healthy, healed, whole earth into form. That is the vision that we are empowering and affirming and bringing into reality during this time we spend together. And in all of the moments that we all spend, contributing to this outcome. There is a ripple of joy, a ripple of light that's radiating through us and around us. I'm seeing a rainbow light. The rainbow ray is entering in. All of the various colors and colors that, more than the colors of the rainbows that we see in the sky, every color imaginable is entering into this sphere, entering into this field. Every color is going to the place on the planet and in the waters where it can do its most good. Our gathering is making this possible. Feel the frequency of Earth rising. See the waters of Earth sparkling and dancing in joy. See and feel all of the life that resides within the waters, celebrating the waters that they are swimming through is clear again. The food and nourishment that they subsist on is returning, is thriving again. All that the life forms that reside in the waters on Earth require and desire to thrive is returning. And as it's true for the waters of Earth, it is true for our physical bodies. All that our bodies require and desire to thrive is available to us again. feel a release in your body. Feel a freedom. Feel your body breathing more freely. See your light shining more brightly. And this collective, we have become a star. Our light is so bright. We have become a star. I'm hearing the words mission accomplished. Let's be present before we end this experience. Be present with this renewed and restored planet Earth. The renewed, restored, vibrant, vital, and alive waters of Earth. They are thanking each and every one of us for our devotion, for our commitment, for this gathering and spending of this precious time together. Mostly for your love. And we're all being invited now to take this star that we have all become, to allow that energy to enter into your heart space. Breathe it in. Every bit of this energy, breathe it into your endless, vast, sacred heart. And let's intend from this moment forward that our sacred heart continually renew and refresh these frequencies that now reside inside each and every one of us, that this renewal and healing of the waters of Earth and the planet of Earth continue as we go about our daily lives, radiating our divinity, our essence, and sharing our love. In the unique way that each of us has of expressing that. Imagine yourself squeezing the hand of the beings on either side of you, the others on this call that participated in the circle with you. Just give their hand a squeeze in thanks and appreciation and acknowledgement. And release their hands. And bring your hands to your heart space. Acknowledging what resides inside of you, this treasure, this healing and transmutational engine that resides inside of you in the form of your sacred heart. feel how you're feeling in your body right now. I invite you to give your body some gentle touch. Stroke your arms. Stroke your legs with such loving awareness and attention. Stroke your torso. And your face, your beautiful face. Your head, your hair. These miraculous human forms that we have created to be the vessel for our divinity, for our spirit, to be on earth at this time, playing our role in this grand awakening. Acknowledge yourself. And allow the spiritual presences that gathered in response to the light and love that we radiated, allow them to bless and honor and acknowledge you. Receive this blessing deeply into you. And when you're ready, I invite you to softly and gently open your eyes. Take a look around and notice if your world seems a little lighter and a little brighter thanks to your effort and your contribution to this beautiful experience. Thank you, my friends. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for being here. Hey, I hope everybody's returning back into your bodies.
Wow, thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Mahalo. So beautiful. Just beautiful.
How are you feeling? How's everybody feeling?
Oh, coming back. I'm very floaty.
Yeah.
Miss Linda, would there be a meditation we could do every day similar to this to keep the energy going for Mother Earth?
Kaya, on the Global Water Healing site, we are now putting up the recordings of all of the meditations that have been done. And this one, so we'll actually have the recording of this meditation up there by this weekend.
Okay, and all that every day? Okay.
Yeah, and also, Kaya, there's a page now on the website for different ideas. There's a whole list of ideas for the things that we can do on a daily basis to keep this alive and
okay.
to keep this healing going.
So, thank you so much.
I forget what the title of that menu page is, but there's a whole beautiful list of ideas for how to do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Globalwaterhealing.org. O-R-G.
Now, something that I recommend if you're feeling a little floaty if you have the opportunity to step outside in bare feet, for those of you at the beach, that's the best place, but step outside on the earth and just come back. You know, stepping barefoot on the earth will help your frequencies come back into your body. You want to make sure you do that before you drive or you do anything like that.
Thank you for facilitating this love in the world.
Oh, thank you for contributing. You're so welcome. Who was that? Who
said hi? Or the one after me?
But both of you. Both of you.
I just wanted to share something. I got a essential oils and flower essence. It was called Sacred Heart, and I keep being drawn to this one this whole week.
Oh.
And it was just so funny, I brought it upstairs with me.
Oh.
It's really beautiful. And the one of the essential oils is rose.
Yeah.
And it's just really beautiful. I just wanted to share that.
Oh, isn't that? I love the synchronicity. That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
You're very welcome. Thank you for sharing.
I appreciate you sharing all of this. This is Reed. I'm from Oklahoma, but I missed the connections to the ocean.
Thank you, Reed. You're so welcome. And I'm so grateful for the folks on the call who were physically at the ocean being able to directly transmit this. So, yes, I have a jar of water in my lap that I will now take to the state park 10 minutes away from our house and pour it into the lagoons that are there so this loving energy can physically be distributed on the planet. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. And Mary, have a fabulous time with the Bimini Dolphins. Blow them kisses from me. Thank you, everyone. Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Mahalo.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Make wish.
Love you.
Love
bye-bye.
You. Bye. Bye.